Race to Alaska organizer Jack Beatty is in Ketchikan preparing the final line, the finish line for the inaugural 750-mile engineless boat race through the Inside Passage, and he better be quick about it.
The first place team is going so fast that there might beat the banner that we mailed here. The first place team might be faster than UPS.
The finish line will be at the entrance to Thomas Basin. The leading team, Elsie Pittock, which is 100 miles ahead of the second place boat, is expected to arrive in Ketchikan as early as midnight tonight. Beatty says the 25-foot trimaran has a three-man crew of experienced sailors who say during this race they have faced the worst seas they have ever been in.
40 knots of wind on the nose, 5 knots of currents behind them, so the seas were confused and steep and torturous.
Broken masts, leaking hulls, and other calamities have caused many boats to drop out. 21 boats remain of the 29 that finished the qualifying leg from Port Townsend, Washington to Victoria, British Columbia. All the boats are tracked with a live satellite tracker. The fish house in Thomas Basin will serve as the gathering place as teams finish through July 4th. Beatty says he's looking forward to reconnecting with participants as they arrive in Ketchikan.
Real people that have I already kind of liked, and now they've had this incredible experience. Some of them good, some of them bad, usually a mix of the two. Just reconnecting with that and hearing how it was. I mean, it's been the experience of a lifetime.
There's a celebration scheduled for the winners on Monday at the Fish House in Ketchikan.